Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, catalytic converter thefts prompts a police appeal to be vigilant. The Petersfield School celebrates a milestone. We find out more. Rowlands Castle residents open their gardens for a fundraiser this weekend. And Amy has details of what's on in the Petersphere. I'll bring you all those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere. This is the digital community radio station of the year. Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Banks would be forced to help mortgage holders struggling with payments under Labour plans to calm the crisis being set out as rates are expected to be hiked again. Labour accused Chancellor Jeremy Hunt of standing by as millions suffer by taking the softer approach of just asking lenders to go further in supporting struggling borrowers. The Prime Minister said during PMQs earlier that his party is getting stuff done. Meanwhile, the SNP's Westminster leader has questioned Rishi Sunak's economic optimism over recent months. It's as data revealed the pressure on households from rising costs has not eased over the last month. Here's Stephen Flynn speaking in the House of Commons earlier.
In March, he boasted, "We are on track to halve inflation by the end of the year." And in May, he then said economic optimism is increasing. Well, given the dire economic reality of today, is it not now clear that he's taken his honesty lessons from Boris Johnson? Yeah.
The Office for National Statistics said the increase in food prices slowed from 19.1% in April to 18.4% in May. A detective has described the murder of 5-year-old Nadia Zafia Kalinowska in Northern Ireland by her stepfather as the ultimate betrayal of trust. Her stepfather, Abdul Wahab, has been told he must serve at least 22 years in prison. Detective Inspector Gina Quinn said Nadia's extended family in Poland had suffered unimaginable heartache and pain.
Nadia, who was a young and innocent child, had been subjected to a campaign of violence by her stepfather, while her mother ignored the very obvious attacks being carried out on her young daughter.
And the Women's Ashes gets underway later this morning, England attempting a first win over Australia since 2014. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Andrew Snaith.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Jo Gray at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Catalytic converter thefts prompts a police appeal to be vigilant. In the early hours of Tuesday this week, police received 4 reports of catalytic converter thefts. The incidents happened on Sages Lane in Alton and in Petersfield Road, Cranford Road and Marsh Close in Petersfield. Laura Shepherd has more.
A silver saloon vehicle, possibly with a registration ending XLF, was reportedly seen at these incidents. Officers want to hear from anyone with information or CCTV footage that could assist in their investigation. Also, if you're a scrap metal dealer and someone has tried to sell you a catalytic converter, get in touch by calling 101 or by using the online reporting system. Local officers are monitoring reports and continue to encourage people to report any suspicious activity. If you see someone acting suspiciously under a vehicle, report it. Obtain as much information as possible, including any vehicle registrations, and do mention you heard the appeal on Shine Radio.
The Petersfield School celebrates a milestone. We find out more. Volunteer Amy speaks to fellow pupils about what's been happening this week and their thoughts about the school.
It is TPS Day. The school's been open for 65 years. It's great that the school's still open.
There are still so many students.
So TPS Singers has performed.
And a couple of days ago we were writing postcards to teachers that we appreciate.
And in lessons we've been doing more fun activities.
It is Game Changers Week this week. It's where we learn about people who's influenced us and basically changed history.
What do you like about this school?
It like gives you so many opportunities and is always encouraging.
All of the lessons, activities we do are really fun and all of the teachers we have are really nice.
It's a key that opens so many doors because we're getting experience of so many different lessons.
Rowlands Castle residents open their gardens for a fundraiser this weekend. Event organiser Laura Hattersley tells us more about the event and the charity it will support.
It's this Sunday in Rowlands Castle, and it starts at 10, and the gardens will be open until 4. And we've got 14 gardens all around the village, but all within walking distance from the green. It's for a cause very close to my heart. I started a charity last year, and all funds will go to that charity, and it is called the CASC Research Foundation. My daughter was born with a rare neurological disease in 2017. And so I started the charity to raise funds for scientific research into it, because there currently wasn't any research into the disease in this country, and very little internationally.
Tickets are £5 on the day and £4 in advance from the Home Hardware shop in the village. Under 12s are free. And you can hear the full interview in tomorrow's Rise and Shine show with Alistair from 6 a.m. And Amy has details of what's on in the Petersphere.
On Saturday the 24th of June, we have Festive Summer Open Day from 10:30 a.m. to 5 in the evening at White Eagle Lodge. On Saturday the 24th of June, we have the Summer Show from 2:30 to 4 in the evening at Beedell's Theatre. Also on Saturday the 24th of June, we have Twisted Tales from 7:30 to 9:30 in the evening at the Phoenix Theatre and Arts Centre, and it costs £15.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's Menswear. Stylish clothes and accessories for all weathers.
Good morning from the Weather Desk. I'm Anne Marden. Today in Petersfield, we will have a sunny start, but with a chance of some thundery showers early afternoon. It will be another warm day with top temperatures of 25 degrees, and sunrise is at 4:51 a.m. with sunset at 9:21 p.m. High UV levels and still very high pollen levels. If you're heading down to the beach, high tide today is at approximately 3:15 at 4.33 metres. There will be clear skies overnight and it will feel warm with a low of 14 degrees. Temperatures will continue to be high on Friday with 24 degrees and another sunny day. Whatever you're doing, have a lovely day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
It's Vicky with today's travel update. And after a relatively quiet start to the week, it can't be said the same for the end of the week, with a number of road closures to mention today. Tilmore Road remains closed while Hampshire Council carry out work. The diversion is still in place there. However, SGN are also carrying out works on the diversion route at Rams Hill, so there's two-way lights in place there, and traffic is likely to be heavier than usual. Hampshire Council are also carrying out work on Long Road in Sheet. That's closed again today with a diversion in place, and Forest Road in List remains closed again with a diversion in place. Ramsdean Lane is closed overnight, together with slip road and lane closures of the A3 northbound at Berriton. That's for continued drainage works. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood.
Come on, Petersfield, let's build a band. A beat from Dragon Street and a snare from the Square. A bass from Penn's Place, a gliss from Liss and a fill from Bell Hill. Ooh, some vocals from Us Locals and the Dave Gilmore of Tilmore.
Only Petersfield's Shine Radio plays original music from local musicians. The Local Showcase with Mandy P is sponsored by Brickyard Studios, Petersfield's professional recording studio, rehearsal space and PA hire. The Local Showcase, Thursday nights at 9 and always online at shineradio.uk.